All right, Rabotai, Beruchim Habaim, Beruchim and Msaim, welcome. Erev Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Hayesara. The Haftarah is in Melachim Aleph. Perek Aleph, 31 Pesukim. Freddy Kasab and his wife dedicated the series. Latzlahatam, Velatzlahat Mishpachtam. The Haftarah is a classic. The Haftarah talks about the end of David's life. David lived a full life of 70 years. The first pasuk is going to tell us that he was zaken. Although that really is not zaken. 70 is, you know, we would consider that average. Big Sadiqim lived much longer than that. Abraham lived 175. And it says by Abraham, Abraham zaken. Well, that might be a connection between the Haftarah and the parasha, Avraham Zaken, Babi Yamim, v'Hamelech David Zaken, Babi Yamim. The Torah's juxtaposing the two tzaddikim, what happened in their old age. Furthermore, we see that there's a clear connection between what happened to both tzaddikim. Avraham, as it says, he had a son. We learned it this morning. Hashem berachet Avraham Bakol. Rashi says, Ben Hayala Avraham. Bakol is Gematria 52, which is Gematria Ben. As a result, he said, I have to marry him off. Why? I need to make my legacy. Avraham Abinu wants to perpetuate the family. So therefore, he has to marry him off so he can have grandchildren. So the legacy continues. And we see, Baruch Hashem, it was a very smooth transition from Avraham to Yitzhak to Yaakov. It's all smooth. Compare that to the transition we're going to read about today. Very unsmooth. Maybe current events have something to do with this Haftarah as well, about the unsmooth transition that the United States is going through now. Well, this is the Haftarah. David, according to the plan, it's supposed to go from David to Shlomo. That's the way Natan HaNavi predicted. That's the way everybody was expecting, that Shlomo would be the successor. And ultimately, he was the successor, but without Joe Biden, I mean, without Adoniah coming in between and claiming that he's the king. And a lot of people, a lot of Democrats went with Adoniah. They joined his side, and they wanted to coronate him as the king. And sure enough, it would take a prophet, and it would take a lot of, machinations that David HaMelech would pull off, or they would pull off to David, actually. They had to convince him that what was going on, because he couldn't believe that the throne was being taken away from him and his son. Bathsheba would get involved, and the prophet would get involved, and ultimately, they would take the kingdom away from Adoniah, and they would bring it back to Shlomo HaMelech. That's the Haftarah, again, very, very, very appropriate. I think somebody sent me a text this week. I think you saw it maybe. Adoniah Gematria Biden. Okay, so that's already, you see that there is a, get that out of the way. You know, it's, yeah, that's what they said. They said that the transition is in the Haftarah. Okay. We begin. The Amelech David Zaken Baba Yamim. Vechasuhu Babigadim Velo Yihamlo. So let's just read a little. Let's get the flavor. The Amelech David